Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Who brought the sweet corn that's out there? Or is it all gone? I was really tempted to just pull my car up and load it into my trunk. And y'all probably wouldn't have known because I got here a little bit earlier than the rest of you. But that's great. That's awesome. Great time of the year. And next week, we're going to do something a little bit different during the service. We're going to have a peak update and our search update. During the service, you'll get to meet each one of the peak follow-up people that are doing the champions that are doing the follow-up work, and then we'll take some extra time in the lobby for you to meet them and talk with them and see what's going on. So that can kind of help everybody get updated next week on that first Sunday in August. So we'll do that next week, but this week we're just rounding out this series on prayer, getting into Paul's prayer journal. And so we've looked at what's holding you back and what's on your mind in prayer, bringing that. We've reviewed the prayer for power and wisdom, holiness, love, hope, praying for your friends. Josh talked to us about that just last week. And today we're going to talk about this whole idea of praying together. Like, what does it look like to pray together and to do something together? You know, Webster's Dictionary says that to do something together is to be in or into agreement or harmony. It uses these two words, in agreement or harmony. And we often use that word agreement about prayer, agreeing in prayer. But we don't often use that word like a harmony in prayer. We're going to talk about that in the second point this morning. What does it look like to be in harmony in prayer? What's it look like to do our parts in the different parts of prayer, the different perspectives in prayer, to come together in harmony with one another? So I just want to ask and begin with this question. What does it look like to be in agreement, in harmony, in prayer as we're praying together? For most of my formative years, I did not really have the option to go to church or not go to church. How many of you were like that? You grew up in a family where if the church doors were open, you were there. You probably helped open the doors, unlock the doors, get stuff ready, and do all that kind of thing. And so we were there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you know, missionary convention, whatever was going on at the church. We only lived one block from the church. You could see from our back porch the front of the church, and it just took a few minutes to walk down there in Lewistown, PA, at the Lewistown Alliance Church there. And, you know, every Wednesday night we would go to something called prayer meeting, and prayer meeting was probably pretty much started normally as any prayer meeting would start. There was a devotional thought. There was some announcements. There was a devotional thought about prayer. And then they would start actually tallying up the unspoken request. Anybody ever go to a prayer meeting like that? Really tallied up the unspoken requests. And they would finally end up with like 45 unspoken requests, and someone would stand and pray over all the unspoken requests. I don't know how you can pray for words for unspoken requests, but they managed to do it. And I kind of understand why they did that. You know, there were some situations going on and families and stuff, but and they wanted prayer for that. But that was kind of interesting. So it just seemed like any other thing. But then about that time in the prayer meeting, the pastor would say something like, okay, let's all enter into prayer, and you can just pray on your knees where you are. You can come up front to the altar, or you can get in a group, or you can do whatever. And people would just start moving like a beehive. And some people would come up front, and some people would sit in groups, and some people would kneel or sit where they were, and they would just start praying. And you would hear someone praying over here, and somebody amening them next to them, or, oh, glory, Lord. Bring it, Lord. You know, they would just start praying with each other, and then someone over here might be singing a hymn or a song or a spiritual song or whatever. And it was interesting that even as a young boy, I noticed the harmony and the agreement as they prayed together. It was very interesting. It was not disjointed. It felt almost like what someone would call a concert of prayer. As they prayed together, agreed in prayer, were harmonious in prayer, waited on kind of one another in prayer, prayed for the different requests that were brought up that night, and took some time just together to pray. And it was kind of a beautiful thing. I think as a kid, I really didn't appreciate it as much as I might now, because I don't know that I've ever experienced that same thing consistently. I've experienced it in larger groups, but consistently in the life of a church. But in my church growing up, that was kind of a normal thing. And that's how they agreed together and were harmonious in prayer. So I want to just talk this morning about these two verses where Paul gives us some insight in how to pray in harmony and in accord and in agreements with one another. Where he says, may God who gives you this patience and encouragement help you live in harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Jesus Christ. And then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing he tells us to do is let's pray together for endurance. Let's pray together for endurance. I like the two words that the NIV uses to give us a word picture here. Listen to the combination of these two words that add up to the whole idea of endurance or perseverance. May God, who gives endurance and encouragement, give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. So this unity comes when God, when we're praying to God and saying to God, God, give us endurance, give us encouragement, help us to make it through. You know, again, Webster's Dictionary tells us that endurance is this ability to sustain a prolonged, stressful effort or activity. Okay, let's read this out loud together. The ability to sustain a prolonged, stressful effort or activity. Have you ever been going through life and you felt like life was going good? It didn't feel like a prolonged, stressful activity, but then you all of a sudden hit some part of your journey where it felt like, wow, I'm walking in molasses. I'm not making much headway. You need people around you. We need people around us when we're going through it to pray for us and us to pray to God and say, God, we need your endurance. We need your encouragement. We need to make it in the long haul. We can't do that without you. In his book, Love One Another, Gerald Sitzer spells out what it's like to engage in what the Bible calls the one another's. Throughout the whole book, he takes you through all the different one another's. Love one another, encourage one another, exhort one another. And he talks about that. And at the very beginning of the book, he has this quote. He said, we have allowed differences to divide us because we've neglected to let our sufferings unite us. I thought that was a great quote. We've allowed our differences to divide us because we have neglected to let our sufferings unite us. You know, many times when we're praying, we just need to share in each other's suffering. It says that in the scripture. What's going on in your life? What's tough for you? What's happening with you? What's really going on that you need endurance, patience, and perseverance for it? You need to make it through. Sitzer is helping us see that we need to be honest and share the struggles in life. Amen? And share our struggles corporately before God. Many times our struggles as Christian believers in a culture that's not necessarily Christian, right, anymore, is pressure on us. And we feel that pressure. And we might think that the answer is a political agenda or a certain political thing. And of course, we should be engaged as citizens and we should be engaged in that. But that's not the answer for us and for the pressure that we go through. The pressure that we go through is to bring each other before the Lord and ask God, give us an enduring spirit. Give us a spirit of joy. Give us a spirit of peace. Give us a spirit that if you and I are together and we're praying to God and he's empowering us, we can make it through. How many of you have been watching any of the Olympics? Managed to click it on or find it. So I found some of the Olympics yesterday and we were watching with a couple of friends. And I couldn't help but to see, and I'm probably going to butcher her name, but I think it's Chloe Dygert, D-Y-G-E-R-T. Anybody see Chloe's race yesterday? She's a cyclist for the United States. Well, Chloe, back in 2020 at the Olympics, she had a bad crash, went off the course, went over a guardrail on the side, and was in the hospital for weeks and weeks, over a month, healing from that. So she had at one time been a runner. before that, and then was a cyclist. And so it took her a number of weeks to get back on her feet and get out of the hospital. They didn't know if she would cycle again. They didn't know how well she'd walk again or if she'd run again or whatever. And lo and behold, she gets back on the cycle again, and she becomes a cyclist. And yesterday, she's cycling. So she's cycling, but if any of you watched any of the games yesterday, you saw that it was raining in Paris, right? And so they're cycling this, you know, through the city of Paris, and at times it's pouring. And of course, they gotta, you know, they're cycling fast on the straightaways, but they get down to those curves, it gets a little wicked. And some of the cyclists were going down, and she was one of them. On one of the curves, she went down on her bike, around the curve, and then you see her get back up. She straightens the bike, she straightens herself, she gets back on, she finishes the race, and she wins the bronze medal. She endured. Afterwards, they were asking her, they're interviewing her, and through tears in her eyes, they're trying to ask her, you know, what made the difference? How did you do that? And she's just, all that she kept saying was, I'm just so grateful to be here and participate. I'm so glad I could be here for the race. You could kind of tell from her telling her story, there were probably some other people that were with her in spirit, amen? And it helped her get back on her feet and get back on the bike. And that's why she could, even though she went down, get back up and finish the race and win that bronze medal. That's kind of like us. You know, some of us at times have hit a guardrail. Maybe went off. It took a while for us to heal up, and we've gotten back in the race. But just like anything in life, sometimes we slip and fall again. We have a bit of a crash again, and we need each other to help straighten each other up, get our bike right, get back on the bike, and keep going in this journey together. Amen? We need one another. We need one another. We need each other's prayers and presence to stay in the race for the long haul. We need each other's prayers and presence. And we need to say to one another, I need your prayers and I need your presence to make it for the long haul. Of course, we need God's presence. But prayer takes us together into God's presence. So I want you just to turn to somebody next to you, and I want you to say to them, I need your prayers and I need your presence to make it for the long haul. Just turn to somebody and say that right now.
I can't keep this on. I need your prayer and your presence to make it through the long haul.
I want us just to take a moment. We're going to do this pray exercise that I've been having you guys do for the last couple months. The pause, reflect, ask, and yield. And I want us to do it with the Romans 15:5 with this verse. So let's read the verse all together, out loud together, and then we'll go through the steps of pausing, reflecting, asking, and yielding.
May the God who gives endurance.
May the God who gives this patience and encouragement help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting followers of Christ Jesus. Okay. That's okay. Just go back to this one. I messed up. That was my mess up. That there messed up. Not yours, Mark. You're fine. Mark, you're good. Everybody look at Joel. Everybody don't look at Mark right now. You know, we turn it.
Everybody look
at Joel. I messed this one up, okay? So I want us to reflect on this verse just together. Let's just pause. Let's reflect on those words. Now ask God anything that comes up in your mind about it. You can make a request of God through asking. You can ask a question to God. And now let's just open our hands in an act of yielding. Let's just say to God, I receive your endurance and your encouragement today. Let's just say that to him. With our hands open to God.
I receive
your endurance and your encouragement today. Lord, may you help the Mount Joy family and help us one another to pray to you for endurance, to be encouraging as we pray with each other, and to lift each other up. And I pray this in Jesus Christ's name this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The second thing I want to talk about this morning is this. But before that, I want us to read this verse from Hebrews 12:2. Let's read this one out loud together. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when we pray together like that, that helps us what? Focus and keep our eyes on Jesus and get the encouragement and endurance we need from him. So the second thing is that Paul wants us to pray for harmony. He says that he wants us to pray for patience and encouragement that will help us live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. So he wants us to pray for harmony. So earlier, I gave you that definition of what it means to be together, and together is being in agreement or in harmony. But what does it look like to be in complete harmony with one another? What does that look like? Earlier this morning, before you were here, you know, we're going to have a hymn sing in the second hour. I would encourage you to stay and engage in the hymn sing. And they were warming up for the hymn sing, and they sound good. You know why? Because they can sing in harmony. They know how to do that. You know? But even if you don't know how to sing in harmony, you can come and just sing. Well, they don't mind. No one cares. But come and stay for the second hour and just join us in it. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good thing. But I remember when I was recruited to sing in the high school choir. And I went to Lewistown High School, which is now, I think, called Mifflin County High School. I don't know. They keep changing the name, messing things around, whatever. But back then, it was Lewistown High School. And if you played on any sports team, you got recruited to sing in the choir. Because here's what happened. Mr. Phillips was the choir director, and he knew all the coaches. All the coaches were his buddies. And so they worked together in order to get you to be in the choir. So you would be like on a football team, basketball team, whatever, and the coaches would come out and say, now I want every one of you guys to fill out the clipboard here because you're going to be singing in the choir this year with Mr. Phillips. And you'd be like, oh, I'm not really that good. I don't want to do that, whatever. And it was kind of like, well, if you really want to be in the team, you're going to sing in the choir. So we had a big choir. We had a couple hundred member choir. Because Lewistown was the county seat of Mifflin County. It's not a huge town, but it's got a fair amount of students in it. So our choir was pretty big. And I remember, you know, going down and rehearsing our parts. Alto, soprano, tenor, bass, you know, you'd be called out. And you'd go down early, or you'd show up to high school a little bit early to warm up and to sing your part and all these different parts. And Mr. Phillips was a big mountain of a man. And we loved that guy. He was a great guy. He really encouraged us as students. And he would make us, though, do things like sing our final exam one-on-one with him. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't want any part of that. It's like, well, if you want to play in the basketball team or football team, you're going to sing in the choir, and you're going to do that final exam, so you're going to go in there and sing. So it was a little intimidating. But what you found out was when you went in there to sing it, he was totally encouraging. If you started to mess up a part, he'd just kind of slow you down. Hey, Joel, why don't you sing it this way? Why don't you, you know, when you're looking at those notes, read it this way, or drop down this way, you know, whatever, or bring your voice up here. He was a great guy. He loved the students. And he wanted us to be able to sing in harmony. But one of the things that happened was we would do all of that rehearsing separately for a long time before we ever came together corporately as a choir to sing. And one of the things that we had in common was what? Our leader, Mr. Phillips. And he led us together, and he helped us, what? Sing in harmony. We learned our part, but when we came together under him as our leader, as our conductor, he could help us sing in harmony. And our greatest joy was in our senior year, he had actually gone on a diet, lost a lot of weight, was getting in good shape, and so we bought him a tuxedo for our senior concert. And he wore the tuxedo and led us in his new tuxedo that was fitted just for him. He looked great in it. He looked so healthy and strong in it. And it was great. We had a great time with him. But the same thing is true of harmony when we're praying in the church. You have a perspective on something. I have a perspective on something. I'm praying one way about something. You're praying another way about it. And when we come together under our leader and conductor, Jesus Christ, he has us praying. And as you're praying your prayer, and I'm praying my prayer, and you're praying your prayer, and that person's praying their prayer, we come together and we're like this beautiful harmony before God. Because who has planted those prayers in our heart? God. He wrote the music of prayer, and he planted in you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And as we come together, we come before him as like this harmonious symphony before God of the prayers that he wants for us to pray. And I want us to pray just for a moment this morning. I want us to pray for your search team. And I'm going to ask the search team to come right down in front, because the search team is together. Keith Blank could not be here today. He's, of course, our bishop. And on the search team, Jerry Keener is traveling. He's actually in Vietnam this morning. And as the chairman, he can't be here. But Jen Yoder is serving on the team. Say hi, Jen. Mark Montaigne. He's got everything set up back there. He can actually run that and be up here at the same time. He's just magical. You are magical, Mark Montaigne. Kenzie Melhorn. Everybody say hi to Kenzie. Natalie Wagner and Josh McCullough are on your team. And what I'm going to ask for you to do is just stand up. And if a few of you would come down and maybe just you feel led to come down and just lay hands on the team this morning. Can some of you just come and do that right now? Those of you who can't make your way down, if you just stretch your hand out as a sign of harmony and unity for this team. They've already started looking at a number of resumes, and we'll be doing some interviewing and things like that. Hopefully next week we can have an update on that. But I just want us to pray together in harmony, because this is a time where we need to discern the leadership of God for a new leader for your church family. And so we want to reach out to God in harmony. So as I pray a prayer, you guys feel free just to pray out loud or however you want to pray. Just begin praying as I'm praying for the team and for your next leader, your next pastor of this church. Lord Jesus, I lift up our search team before you today. You know, Lord, that they need discernment. They need insight. They'll have days where they've worked all day long, and then they may need to come together and look at some resumes or do some interviews or whatever. Maybe they'll be tired. And maybe it'll be hard to listen. Give them the patience they need, the energy that they need, the endurance that they need, and give them harmony. Help them to hear your voice together as they interview these different people and they bring different perspectives to it. I also pray for the congregation as a candidate of choice is eventually brought in, that they would harmoniously listen and see and engage. I pray for the Mount Joy family to be enduring and to be harmonious during this time. As they pray over this team, as they pray over this process, as they look forward to who you're calling, Lord, keep your calling on them. Keep your calling on this team. And Lord, help this team to enjoy their work. Help them to enjoy one another, get to know one another, enjoy this work together, and bless them. We think of Jerry, who's traveling today. Give him safe travels back. We think of Keith, the same thing, who's on a sabbatical break, and he's coming off of that in a few days, that you would bless him and keep him as he comes back from that break. Lord, build this team together. Help them to be harmonious. Help them to bring all their gifts and strengths from different corners to this team. Help them to hear your voice. And lead the right person here as the next pastor of Mount Joy Mennonite Church. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and all God's people say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You guys can be seated. So let's read Romans 12:16 together as kind of a transition into the last part of our message this morning. Let's read this out loud together. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Let's read that first yellow line up there again. Live in harmony with one another. You can do that by lifting up your perspective and your prayer to the Lord with one another. With one another. And we live in harmony in that way. Last point I want to talk to you about this morning is Paul says, let's pray with one voice. Let's pray with one voice. So let's pray for endurance. Let's pray that we can pray with one voice, and let's pray with harmony, but let's pray in harmony with one voice. He says, then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for endurance, for harmony with one voice. Now, you remember that prayer meeting I was telling you about, the one that I grew up with? They usually would end up, the whole prayer meeting, singing a song together. Someone would start leading it. There was always Mary always played the organ, and or Mary always played the piano, and Ruth always played the organ. They knew their places, and so someone would start singing something, and they would go back up to where they were going, and they would just start playing, and everyone would start singing. Then they'd maybe go back into it a cappella again, and it was this beautiful way to end. This time of prayer together was all singing a prayer together to God, because many of our psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, whether it's a classic of the church or it's a contemporary song or a spiritual song somewhere in the middle there, many of them are what? They're prayers to God, right? They're prayers that we're offering up to God, but we do that together in unity and in harmony. And as they were praying, someone would start singing, and it just kind of unified. Everything came together at the end in kind of this unified, one voice, powerful presence song that they would go out with, okay? And as we met earlier this week, and I was talking to Josh and Logan, and we were kind of planning some things for this week on Tuesday, Logan thought of something. We were sitting there talking about this whole idea of praying together, being unified together, and being in harmony together, and then this one voice kind of thing. And Logan said something about, he said, hey, what if we sang the song Blessed Assurance, but we sang a little differently? What if instead of singing, this is my story, we sang, this is our story, like as a unified way of singing it together? Kind of a simple little change to the lyric there, but I want Logan to come, and he's going to lead us in that. And so we're going to do this as a way of just kind of expressing this whole idea of praying to God and praising God with one voice and saying, this is our story, praising our Savior all the day long, right? And so I just want Logan to lead us, and maybe you guys can just stand to your feet, and we can all just sing this in unity together, and then I'll say a short prayer, and we'll take a break and have some coffee and some announcements, and then we'll come back together for our hymn sing this morning. But Logan, would you lead us in this? Go ahead. Go for it.
You can kick me out.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood.
This is our story. This is our song. Praising our Savior all the day long. This is our story. This is our song. Praising our Savior all the day long. This is our story. This is our song. Praising our Savior all the day long. This is our story. This is our song. Praising our Savior all the day long.
Lord, we pray that you give us, all of us, an enduring spirit, and that you empower us to live in harmony with one another and with the intentions of your kingdom. May we be people of one voice who lay aside our preferences so that we can live for your purposes and your plan in these days at Mount Joy Church and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people say, amen.
Amen.